Here is a question I got from Tina. See what your take is on this. Hi, Dr. Kenner. I know I'm not in a healthy relationship. My partner always thinks I'm lying just because he caught me lying before. Well, he's lied also. Everyone lies. They just call it white lies. He also calls me name, a retard, or tells me he's wasted these past 10 years with me. I think I've had enough of him. I know there have been times when I've said things out of anger and didn't really mean them, but he yells at me. Every time I try to explain myself, he says, "I don't want to hear your lame excuses." I have 3 kids and I love my partner, I think. But I need to know what his behavior means. I need to make a quick decision that's best for me and the kids. Thank you for your time, Tina. So, Tina, you have 2 of the biggest problems in any relationship. The first one is dishonesty. You cannot have a good, calm, supportive, loving, nurturing, romantic relationship if you're both lying to one another. And it is true that if you lie once, your partner has reason to distrust you. And it is true also that little white lies really damage you. Now, why is that the case? So there are 2 problems I'll tell you. First are dishonesty and a breakdown in communication. So first, let's talk about the dishonesty. Lying is going to take its tolls. Now, why would little white lies cause damage? Do you like my dress? Yes, I love your dress. Because if you don't love the dress, you're faking facts. You're not in contact with reality. And you know that you're faking. You know that you're lying. And your own self-esteem is going to suffer. And you're also giving the other person false information that you like their dress when they don't like their dress. And you're counting on them never finding out the truth. So you always have to hide the fact that this hideous dress that they're wearing, that's your evaluation, is something that you've told them that you like. And here's an example when I lied to somebody. I did one of these little white lies, and it was something that stayed with me and taught me a big lesson. I had a lovely neighbor, an elderly woman that I liked a lot. I really liked her. I mean, I used, it's going to date me, but I used green stamps to get her a pasta-making machine. If you don't know what green stamps are, you can Google it. But she loved cooking, and I enjoyed her so much. So she made me for Christmas almond cookies. She made it for me and my hubby. And I don't like the taste of almond. I didn't like, or amaretto. I think it was something either almond or amaretto. And so I felt uncomfortable. How did you like the cookies? What would you say? I don't like almond or I don't like amaretto. So I didn't want to hurt her feelings, and I didn't have the courage to say the truth, so I told her, oh, they were good. And guess what she did, because she really liked me. She made me another big batch of these cookies. And I didn't know what to do. I felt like I did get myself deeper into the lie. So I decided to try to avoid white lies at all costs, and I like myself a whole lot better. So you do want to commit to the truth. The second thing is communication skill. If you're engaging in name calling, you're a retard, or I don't want to hear your lame excuses, you know, just being dismissive of the person, it's not good for either you or your partner, and it's not good for your 3 kids. They feel like they live in a chaotic world. They don't realize that adults can communicate well. And so what I would recommend there is I wrote a book with Dr. Ed Locke, and it's called The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And that means you value yourself. You never take advantage of anyone else or your partner in this case. And you love your partner. You learn how to cherish one another. Both of you love yourselves and one another. And so you're looking here to you can go to that book and read on honesty. You can read on conflict resolution. How do you resolve conflict? What are the specific communication skills you need? We have that in part 6 in our book. And also, if you're looking to make a quick decision, do I stay in the relationship of 10 years or not? Quick decisions are not good. You want a thoughtful decision, unless there are safety issues, obviously. And at the end of our book, we have a 9-step plan in our appendix on how to part ways and start over if you cease being soulmates. And it's very organized. You need to identify the reasons you're considering leaving, identify what's keeping you in a bad relationship, make a final decision by tying all the information together, talking to one another about it, and helping your kids through it. So there are a lot of wonderful tips in our book. You can get that at selfishromance.com. And you can also visit my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Romantic love is not mysterious. Its causes can be understood by looking inward at one's own thoughts and feelings. Researchers claim that love is basically a matter of brain activity, with your free will and choices reduced to pushes and pulls from neurochemicals and brain systems. Your personal values and your mind, the part of you that perceives, reasons, and feels, are left out of the picture. Why would anyone believe that love is basically brain activity, or that love is solely a matter of heart, of unanalyzable emotions? The reason is that emotions often do feel mysterious. They happen so fast. They are actually very quick automatic reactions involving your subconscious personal knowledge, values, and standards.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.